You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Exodus 13, verse 20 to 22. So they took their journey from Sukkot and camped in Etam at the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. God is showing us here that He does not want us to become stagnated in our walk with Him, and He does not want us to walk in darkness. You can see what He did with the children of Israel. You know, in that verse 21, He says, so as to go by day and night. In other words, so that they can keep moving. Nothing will stop them. In the day, they have something guiding them. At night, they have something guiding them, so that they can continuously make progress. You can't make progress if you don't have direction. You can't make progress if you don't know where you are going. So the way the scripture puts it, he says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way. They don't know the way. Somebody must lead them. That is the Christian journey. You don't know the way. Don't behave as if you know the way. Whatever I am doing today by the grace of God, I didn't know it. I didn't know the way to it. We were guided into it. You don't know the way, and God does not intend for you to go on in life without direction. If you are without direction, it is you who does not know what God wants to do with your life, the direction God wants you to go. Or you know it and simply do not want to follow it. Because you could see the children of Israel, they didn't pray for a cloud of pillar, but it was there by default. They didn't pray for the pillar of fire, but it was there. So they don't have to stop at night. They don't have to say it's dark, we cannot see. No. Children of God must always walk. You have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You have the instruction of the scriptures to guide us. God has not left us in the dark. The journey to Christ's likeness, the journey to the glory of God, we must be led in that journey. And that's why the scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Can you see that pillar of cloud? And can you see the pillar of fire? And if you note that they are both pillars, they are pillar of cloud and they are also pillar of fire. Did you notice that? They are both pillars. They are the same thing. Whether in the day or at night, is the same God. Brethren, God does not expect you to walk in life without direction. Many Christians are living their life based on their instinct, based on what they just think. It's a dangerous way to live. In fact, if you cannot identify and say, where I am in life, God led me to it, you should take a pause with what you are doing. You should seek the Lord and ask for direction. There is nobody that asks for direction that God will not give them direction. It's a dangerous life that we are just living. You are just doing the next thing. They said the next thing is to have a master's. You go for a master's. Then they say, go and do your PhD. Then you do PhD. Then they say, why not just go to UK? Then you go to UK. Then they said, so you will be doing this job. Then you are doing the job. So you really don't know anything about the leading of the Lord. You are just living your life like that. It's a very dangerous life to live. God didn't allow the children of Israel to live like that. How much more His church? How much more His children? How much more those of us who are born again, who have been identified with the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? So therefore, brethren, you must ask God for that pillar. That there is a pillar that guides us. And today that pillar is the Holy Spirit. He is the one that goes before us. And you see, it must go before you. Look at the way he says. He says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way. May God lead your way. May God lead your way. May the Lord be the one that is leading your way. That means you are following the Lord. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Don't live a life without the leading of the Holy Spirit. We were not designed to live that way. Don't live a life where you cannot identify and say, the Holy Spirit brought me into this. This is what is said to me. That's what we call building altars. That means having a reference point of the instruction of God to your life. That you can say that this Canada that I am, the Lord led me to this place. This Liberia that I'm working, God led me here. This wife that I married, God led me to her. You see, you must have that reference point in your journey. Otherwise, you will be walking blind. And when you are blind, you are going to stumble. You are going to fall into ditches. You will make all kinds of mistakes. You will suffer terribly in life, things you ought not to suffer. You will marry somebody you ought not to marry. You will be in places you ought not to be. You will go on journey you ought not to go. I beg you in the name of the Lord, seek that pillar that will go before you. Seek the Holy Spirit to guide you and to lead you in this Christian journey. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.